The governor wants a solar institute. Welcome and hello everyone. Lee Maddox with Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.
Nobody knows exactly which specific technologies will ultimately prevail. It seems beyond dispute that green energy will be an area of vast importance and growth in the decades ahead.
Governor Phil Bredesen in his State of the State address this week as he talked to lawmakers about ways to overcome the economic crisis. And one idea he has in creating our own stimulus is through inventing what he calls a solar institute that would make Tennessee a research leader in making solar power practical.
Solar power today is a tiny part of the power equation. It remains far too expensive, and it's ripe for breakthroughs. There's a lot of basic science yet to be done. We have the pieces. We have the building blocks here in Tennessee to be major players in this area. Thanks to you in this room, we're already a national leader in cellulosic ethanol, which is a form of solar power.
Now, Governor Bredesen was instrumental in getting the Tennessee Biofuels Initiative started 2 years ago, and he believes our position and expertise in research facilities at Oak Ridge and UT Knoxville would further our ability to be one of the national leaders in solar power research.
I've spoken to leadership at the lab and believe they're up to the challenge, and I ask each of you, the General Assembly, the private sector, our university system, and Oak Ridge itself to work with me in the months ahead to invent a way to become a national leader in basic solar research, to invent a solar institute. If we can do this, it will pay enormous dividends to our state and our citizens for decades to come.
Now, there was no indication as to the cost of this project, but several lawmakers afterwards expressed their interest in the governor's Solar Institute. Hope all of you have a safe day. Join us tomorrow on Tennessee Home and Farm Radio.